It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, October 1st, 2010. I'm John Moe. As the 9th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan approaches, it's next week, the Pentagon is funding new research to deal with the type of traumatic brain injuries often suffered by soldiers. The Department of Defense has granted $1.44 million to a program run by Pedram Mohseni at Case Western Reserve University and Randolph J. Nudo at Kansas University Medical Center. The two have been working for 3 years already on a method of essentially rewiring the human brain to bypass the parts that have been damaged. I asked them what happens to the brain when a traumatic injury occurs.
We believe that a damaged brain initiates a process much like occurs in development, where neurons begin to grow new processes and connect to other neurons. And we like to say that the injured brain is not just a normal brain with a hole in it. It's a completely rewired system.
Your work has been described as going in and rewiring the brain. So are you replicating those the brain's natural processes? Are you speeding it along? What exactly are you doing?
Well, we're trying to use the rules that the brain uses to rewire itself, that when one cell fires repeatedly, activates a second cell, after repeated firing of that cell, those brain cells become functionally more connected and perhaps even anatomically more connected.
You know, when we talk about rewiring, it's a handy term. It's an electrical term. What are the wires when we talk about rewiring a brain?
Well, I used to be a TV repairman back in the old days, so I use that term very loosely, rewiring, but it, in this sense, it is literal. Can we artificially create that communication link in order to restore connections that permanently wire different areas of the brain together?
Let's talk about the experiment. You've been trying some of this stuff out. Tell me what you did.
We have developed a multi-channel micro device that is able to record brain activity from one region of the brain and then trigger a microstimulation of another part of the brain. It creates an artificial connection.
So when you're creating bypasses in the brain, will the patient then be like they were before the injury occurred? Are they going to be back to normal, as they say?
Cells that are lost after injury are lost forever. But the injured brain is going to rewire itself spontaneously in the most efficient way it can. And we're trying to aid that process. It probably will not be normal, but our hope is that we can make it more functional.
Randolph J. Nudo at Kansas University Medical Center and Pedram Mohseni at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. Something you might want to look into if you have an Android phone. Researchers from Penn State, Duke, and Intel Labs tested 30 popular Android apps and found half of them were transmitting users' GPS location and phone number to advertisers without permission. And a net neutrality bill driven by California Democratic Representative Henry Waxman has been shelved after Republicans in the Energy and Commerce Committee wouldn't support it. On Thursday, congressional Democrats urged the FCC to assert authority over broadband regulation. Nate Larson listens to our show in Baltimore. He contacted us about his art project called Geolocation. Nate and his partner Marnie read the location tags of tweets on Twitter, then go to those places, photograph them, and present tweet and photo together.
Basically, we're interested in making tributes to small moments. Everything on Twitter is very, very public, but it's also very, very fleeting. We see all of our photographs as sort of grabbing the small moments out of the data stream, pulling them down, making a small memorial to it.
When you display the picture and the tweet together, I mean, looking at it, you get this feeling that you don't get when you just read a tweet, because you almost imagine you're there looking at that thing, thinking those thoughts. Do you have a favorite?
Lately, we've been drawn to ones that are really tragic. So, for example, my collaborator just photographed one that says, "Amy is dying at Highland Hospital." And it's a photograph from a hill looking down at a house. And it just seems so sad and so tragic. And also so strange, because it's very public.
We have some of Nate's work at marketplacetech.org. It's strange and beautiful. Come see it. You can also find us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.